Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's strong. The presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante.
I'm looking for McLean Stahl. There he is.
There's
come on up, McLean. Are you coming on with us? We just don't pick random people out of the
you
crowd.
You want a chance to talk on live radio? Come on up or down.
Are we giving $25 gift certificates away today to Game Day Spirit?
We are, or you are.
I am.
You're giving two of them away, yeah.
All right, so we need everybody to come up and sign up. You can win $25 gift certificates. If you're out driving around, it's first of all, get out of work. I said so, and come on down. What is homecoming for Game Day Spirit like? Is it just even another kind of rung up from what you normally do?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I mean, like, you have a lot of alumni, a lot of Illini fans who make this their one trip to Champaign every single year, so there's always just a little bit something extra. You know, I feel like the crowd's always a little bit more rowdy, if you will. I think the 2:30 slot probably helps with that this weekend, but it does definitely take it up another level for sure.
McLean, maybe you get some people in town first time in a few years, you get homecoming, that usually happens, and they need an update to their wardrobe. They need to go and get some new Illini swag. Maybe, I mean, even if you're here all the time, Lante needs to do that as well.
I know,
but,
every year.
What can we find right now at Game Day Spirit that might attract?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff right now. You know, it's like, I think it's, what, 60, 62 tomorrow, right? It's going to be a little chilly. I think sweatshirts and jackets are definitely the name of the game. But, you know, everything that Derek Piper is all about is Illinois basketball. And, I've been saying that we've gotten some basketball stuff rolling in, and we got some basketball stuff rolling, you know. Game tonight, right? Exhibition.
Yes,
you going to be there, Derek?
I have to be contractually, yes.
And so, you know, you want to stop by, pick up some basketball stuff, pick up some football stuff. We got everything.
Awesome. I know that I had a few people comment and say, hey, that Scripps sweatshirt that Brad Underwood was wearing yesterday looks pretty good.
Ooh.
Can you find something like that at game day?
We do have that. I can give you the link, actually. It's a pretty nice piece. So Brad makes it look pretty good, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
He does.
No
he
doubt.
Looks good. It's funny. I picked up the kind of the windbreaker almost long sleeve with the hood orange. That thing is freaking awesome. So now I've got that tomorrow, and if it gets a little chilly with the wind, I just go with the hoodie that I bought last year at game day. So I'm set, man.
No, absolutely. I mean, we got everything. If you're going to be going to the game tomorrow, tomorrow, right? Today's Friday, tomorrow's
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Stop by our store locations in Champaign, or if you're at Grange Grove or surrounding tailgate lots, stop by our Grange Grove location. We got all kinds of stuff there, too.
It's amazing that with my build now, some of these things still fit, but I still do have some old school game day stuff. I don't mind wearing that, man. I think it looks good.
No, I think a lot of like the retro, the vintage, that kind of stuff's in right now. You know, we have a lot of great selection of that. You know, we put out some relatively new Chief stuff that Nike did for us last couple weeks, and that went bananas. So got those restocked. So if that's your fancy, head over to GameDaySpirit.com. Those are exclusively available online.
That was when I thought McLean and I were friends, and I was going to get the early email on that. And by the time I saw it, they were sold out. That's what you're talking about, right?
It is, and I told you on air that I would text you when the restocks get in. So better than me texting you a week ago, I'm telling you right now that you can head over there and shop online.
They're on right now. They're here. Oh, my. These things are sweet, Derek Piper. It's the blue hoodie with the Chief.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are ridiculously sweet. The problem is the bigger I get, you only get so many of those, you know. Like, do you find yourself, like, following Lon, like, now we need more double XL?
Yeah, no, there's definitely the contingency that prefers that sizing. You know, I'm in that demographic as well, so got to make sure that we're, you know, looking out for guys like us, Lon.
It's just more comfortable, Derek. More room.
I'll try it out.
Yeah, exactly. McLean Stahl, it is amazing that we have such a relationship, not only with you, my man, but with Game Day Spirit. The new store is incredible. Is so much room. You get lost in there. I mean, like, in a good way. You get, like, you're just like, oh, I could buy, wait. I mean, it's just, there's hats right by where you check out. There's just all the way to the back are your BOGO t-shirts. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing store. You guys do it right. The people that work there, by the way, are very helpful. They're very nice. And I know that's an important part to run a business. So congratulations on that. And thanks again for having Game Day be such a great sponsor of our radio show.
Absolutely. We love you guys. So keep doing the, you know, keep doing the good work, and we love listening to you. Love being on with you guys.
I'll
appreciate
see you,
you, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right. And Monticello got a big win last Friday, beating Prairie Central in football. So McLean Stahl happy about that. Okay. We got a football game coming up that's a big one, Derek. I mean, listen, when they lost to Nebraska, I started thinking to myself, oh, no. Like, we're going to be doing a show at Pia's. It's still going to be fun because we have a great crowd here as always, and it's Pia's. I mean, come on. How can you not have fun here? But then I was like,
well, we might have to spend half the show talking Illinois Ottawa. I'd have to actually watch film of the Ottawa Braves and went sub 500 NAIA. But that's not the case because this one actually matters.
Muhammad Seymour just clipped him the other night, so we'll see how they do. No, I'm kidding. But you're right. But we now, because of the Maryland game, how shocking was that to you? Just the way that Illinois, I don't want to say dominated the game, but, you know, they took a 24-14 lead, and we were having a wine walk down in Villa Grove that my business was part of to help our Chamber of Commerce, and I had the game on, and people were coming in, and we were talking Illinois football, and I was kind of surprised. I was just, yeah. The whole time I was just kind of waiting, not necessarily waiting for the other foot to fall, but I was just like, okay, why? Why is Illinois look so good today? And I guess, is that something they can sustain the rest of the season?
That's the big question. I mean, as I was trying to think of my pick for Illini Inquirer, I went back and forth. I'm kind of at a loss. I think it's in terms of trying to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow. I know that probably a lower scoring game, both teams want to run the football, that whole kind of deal, but in terms of which Illini squad shows up and whether or not they can get the wins, it's anybody's guess, because that was really surprising to me, the Maryland game. I think on paper, and as I kind of think about, you know, what's Illinois' weaknesses, yes, the run defense is something that you don't want to go up against Braylon Allen if you're going to be a team that's going to give up as many yards on the ground as they have in the past this season. But Talia Tagovailoa really scared me. We know that when you face some of the better quarterbacks on your schedule.
He looked average.
He did not, you know what's, did not
I
do mean, great.
I don't, how much was that Illinois?
I think that's a question. Because
like
it sounded like it was – yeah, it's not like it was crazy weather or anything.
Right.
We know that rain was in the forecast. It could have been a little windy out there, but it wasn't like torrential downpour, which we thought, you know, maybe a steady rain could have helped Illinois slow them down. You didn't really see a whole lot of that. Between Talia and the fact that Maryland, in the actual statistics in the Big Ten, have been a better run defense than Wisconsin,
yeah,
as
exactly.
far as yards allowed per carry and per game. That was going to be a matchup that should have been tougher. Now you come home. Now you face a backup quarterback. Now maybe you have a little bit of confidence, momentum. You can easily convince yourself that this can be a game that Illinois can win, obviously. Can you get to the point where you're saying they should win? I don't know. I mean, it's a toss-up game. The spread's 2.5 for a reason on the side of the Badgers, but it's exciting. It's exciting to have a game that matters and for a reason to that crowd to really get into it tomorrow, and especially those that are back for homecoming. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I want to talk quarterback with you, both sides. I want to start with Luke Altmyer, who has thrown for over 1,500 yards. He's rushed for over 200 yards. It's his first year, right? I think being a, you know, coming over from Ole Miss, it was one of those where he only had played in maybe the bowl game and maybe one other. Didn't have a lot of experience. I've been around this program enough. I've seen enough football. Let's don't just make this an Illinois thing. I've seen NFL. I've seen high school. I've seen college at different. The first year for a quarterback is challenging. When you're coming into a new system, you don't know quite all of your teammates in terms of the receivers, et cetera, or even blocking tendencies, how your running backs, how quick they are to the back if you're going to throw to them. A lot of that can really play into it. The fact that Altmyer, I know they're 3-4. I get that. I don't know that they're 3-4 because of him. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't deserve some criticism. Eight touchdowns, 9 interceptions. But he's thrown for 1,500 yards and looks pretty stinking good at this point. What is your thought on Luke Altmyer after 7 games and going into a big one against Wisconsin?
It was always going to be a situation where he was going to make some mistakes. He was going to be a guy that didn't have the college experience under his belt, so he was going to maybe force the ball in some spots as he did against Penn State,
yes,
some ill-advised throws, and try to make some things happen. I think that as I went back into the offseason, I thought that maybe especially a good front seven could put you in a situation that the defense wouldn't be as charitable, maybe.
Is that the right word? Yeah, it is.
As giving as they've been for most of this season. So that obviously hurts when you're not playing with a lead or, you know, in a situation where you got to maybe chase some points at times. Also the running game, like the fact of I thought that at the very least with this offensive line and with a stable of backs that all looked pretty capable, mm-hmm. that you could use a run game to set up the pass, that yep. a play-action game could really help an inexperienced quarterback. Now, that's, again, you haven't run across the full sample size like you
right.
would have hoped, and the offensive line has caused him to run for his life at times too. So he's talented for sure.
Yep.
Like, you can see why he was a mid-to-high four-star type of talent. I like the fact you look at even just last game, like the shot down the field to Pat Bryant. Yes, the corner messed that one up a little bit, but you gotta make the throw and give him a chance to make a play, and he did that. I mean,
he did.
The catch by Casey Washington was as good of a catch as it was a throw, but the ball was on the money there.
And don't forget the run, the RPO that set up the game-winning field goal.
The run
was
huge. The run was huge. So hopefully it's a quarterback that is continuing to understand, okay, I saw this earlier in the season, and now I know what to expect out of a defense, or I made this throw, and I learned from that, whether it be something that I want to look for going forward. This is where Isaiah likes the ball type of thing.
Exactly.
All those things are working for a young quarterback, and hopefully he finishes strong because he can be the quarterback of the future here. I think he's been decent. Has he been great? I wouldn't say that.
I agree.
But he definitely hasn't been bad, in my opinion, and I think that some of the growing pains along the way were always going to happen.
We talk to Luke Altmyer every Monday. The quarterback of Illinois joins us on The Drive with Tay and Piper every Monday at 4 o'clock after the best hour of radio with Jay Lehman from 3 to 4 on Mondays. And earlier this week, we asked Luke Altmyer to grade himself. I had Piper do it. How did Luke Altmyer grade himself?
Yeah, it's obviously been an up-and-down season for me. And, you know, I think for myself, you know, I'm my biggest critic. I'm really hard on myself, and oftentimes, you know, I find myself and living in the world of perfectionism, and, you know, it's a tough world, but, you know, it really pushes me to be better each and every day. But, you know, I truly don't think I've played near my best, you know, through these seven games that we've played.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've touched near my best of, you know, what I can be for this team and to fulfill my role and what that looks like. And, you know, I know there's so much more that I can be for this team. And I think that just takes a little bit of experience and time and,
sure.
and things like that for in a lot of different areas of my game. And for me to, you know, get better at, I really do. I think there's so much more that, you know, I haven't even scratched the surface yet for me to be better for this team. And, but man, I've tried to compete. Like I've competed as hard as I can in each and every game. And, you know, there's a lot of things I got to clean up, but, you know, I'm out there giving it my 110%, but,
amen.
You know, as the game slows down for me is, you know, I get more comfortable with the position, you know, playing in my first season. You know, I see it on the film and, you know, I see it, you know, in my mind and what I can do that there's so much more out there for me. And there's so many plays that, you know, I will be able to make moving forward. And I really do believe that.
That is Luke Altmyer. And he says it. You know, he's the game's slowing down. It's starting to slow down for him, but he can get a lot better. And I think that is exciting news for Illinois. Now, you never know in this transfer portal world. I'm not worried about him transferring, I don't think. But you never know what's going to happen in terms of the next couple of years. But I think I'm very fine with Luke Altmyer being my starting quarterback for the next 3 years, this year and two more.
Yeah, you hope it's something you continue to build around. You bring in some more weapons for him via the portal. We obviously know that Malik Elzey, him getting older, more experienced, more mature, is something a lot of people are excited about. But whether that be, you know, filling some needs on the offensive line, we obviously know defensively you could use some help as far as the portal goes. But, yeah, I mean, to kind of go back to what we were talking about before that clip and to his point about there's so much more to show. We didn't see Tommy DeVito's growth process at Syracuse. Like, we just got – Illinois brought him in. He had already gone through the ups and the downs.
Exactly.
He had a great sophomore season. Then he loses the job as a junior. He kind of has to fight through the fact that his offensive line there was poor, and he had some turnovers, had some injuries. Brandon Peters went through Michigan and kind of, again, rode that roller coaster a little bit, had to sit behind some people, got an opportunity, didn't ultimately win the job there. So we haven't seen – we're seeing with Luke Altmyer something that we might have, within the recent history, maybe forgotten that goes through
call.
For a quarterback. Now, again, that's not to say that he couldn't play better at times and that they still need him to be more consistent down the stretch of the season, but it's just part of it, and hopefully – whether it be the offensive line, whether it be the running game, whether it be the defense starting to step up a little bit more, just putting the pieces around him to put him in a better situation to be successful. I think that's something that obviously can lead to winning football for everybody.
Now I want to look on the other side now. Wisconsin, of course, with Mordecai being hurt now, probably for the season. Now they're throwing in Braden Locke. Is he a redshirt? I think a redshirt.
Redshirt freshman, transfer from Mississippi State.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't play there last year.
Okay.
And now about to make his first start.
First start. So you look at this Illinois team. I'm hoping Aaron Henry is dialing this thing up. I want to see some aggressiveness. I mean, Seth Coleman's coming off a 3-sack game. You think Gabe Akers on the other side isn't sitting over there going, Seth, you're taking all the sacks, man. I want to see Gabe Akers just out there causing all sorts of stuff. I mean, this hopefully get Keith Randolph back. We're not sure on him yet, I don't think, unless something has been announced here in the last hour. But Johnny Newton is a guy that's going to give a lot of pressure. We know that Wisconsin line is going to be solid, right? If not good, it's going to be at least solid. But you're looking now at a freshman, redshirt freshman quarterback that's making his first start. And we asked Brett Bielema this week about how his Illini team is going to handle not only Wisconsin, but also a brand new quarterback.
You know, so I've watched a lot of North Carolina film specifically, right? Obviously, during the spring, during the summer, and just trying to get a feel for Longo. And obviously that was a different quarterback, right? So I kind of looked at it through that perspective. And there are some things, obviously, that carry over from there. But they've kind of had their own little Wisco type offense that they got going, I think, which is obviously a big, big responsibility on the OC. But I could see Luke's hands in certain things probably as a defensive guy. Their quarterback that came in the game, you know, obviously he's a new quarterback, but he's had, you know, experience, and he also, got a lot, entire second half, you know, he's got a really good feel for the game. Obviously with the running backs, when they're running the way they have, that takes a lot of pressure off them, and I think they're very good up front, and on the perimeter they got some choices. So, but I think anytime you're breaking a new quarterback, there's going to be that get to know you period that I think as coaches we have to prepare really for everything because they haven't really showed what they can do. I think he moves really well, better than I thought, he moves better than I had hoped, I guess, and creates threats in that ball game as well.
That's Brett Bielema talking about it. And look, I mean, if anybody's going to know a lot about Wisconsin, right? I mean, what we got, Terrence Jameson, your cornerback coach, right? Played at, I believe, Wisconsin. There's like four.
Aaron Henry,
the defensive coordinator.
Cornerback coach, yes.
Yep. I mean, you've got Jim Leonard, of course. I mean, there's a lot of Wisconsin connections. It's like Purdue with Illinois connections here that you're going to be looking at for this Wisconsin team. While we stay on the subject of Braden Locke, you and Kyle had a chance to talk to Nick Osen, Wisconsin writer, about what he expects Braden Locke to bring to this Badger squad.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you know, going on against his play really with Illinois, that defensive line continues to impress me. So I think that's an area, of course, specifically with Newton, the future pro, that he's got to be ready for. and the Wisconsin offensive line really has to prepare for. But from what we saw from Locke, you know, kind of in that, I think he had 30 pass attempts against the top 12 defense in Iowa. I actually thought he looked pretty good. I think that he stepped up into the pocket well, decent awareness, had good accuracy. And the nice thing is he's very familiar with this offense. I think there was maybe one play he held the ball too long. You know, he missed a couple throws, but he's very young. And I think overall, one thing that really sticks out, and, you know, you can see that if you see a couple of his quotes this week and quotes from the staff and players, nobody really works harder than this kid. So if he's not kind of quote-unquote ready for this moment, which I think he is, it's certainly not from a lack of preparation or anything like that. I think Illinois is another good defense. I think they showed some things specifically in the pass rush against Maryland, but I think we would agree they haven't been as consistent as last season. And they're also a little bit similar to Purdue's defense that the Badgers honestly kind of torched specifically in those first three quarters. So I think if Locke can just trust his keys, trust his progressions, obviously know what he's doing in that air raid, you know, he might not throw for 304 scores, but I think that he's going to be fine. And it's just really going to be about balancing the run and pass game against a solid D-line.
Makes sense. I mean, I can't wait for this game now. Isn't that great? One win, right? Like Jay Layman said, I'm on the Kool-Aid again. One win, but chance to go 500, hit a bye week, which this team needs. Not only that, but if you could get, here I go, win at Maryland, you could get a win against Wisconsin at home, and then you go hit the recruiting trail. I mean, that's at least where you lost a lot of mojo at that Nebraska game, and you literally lost a recruit. You could pick up some mojo after a couple of wins. There's a lot going on in this game that's big.
Yeah, it's a chance to really flip the script. When you think about you lose to Purdue, a program you're competing a lot against in recruiting, and Ryan Walters makes that comment about, hey, you know, the game day environment we had in Champaign, we were trying to actually not have recruits come to our games versus right. At Ross-Ade. You know, that's a great asset for us. And so you lose that game and convincing fashion for the Boilers, then you come home and lose to Nebraska as well. And like you said, then the O-lineman from Nebraska is then leaving your recruiting class and opening things up again. And if you were able to respond by beating Maryland, beating Wisconsin, then, yeah, I think that that's it gives you that momentum going into that off week, and you can really sell to recruits that, hey, you know, we're turning this thing around. Yes, we had some things to work through, whether it was just inexperience and replacing some NFL guys, some injuries. And now we got a lot of opportunity on our plate going into this final stretch of the season.
Let's
where
go.
You know, we can be a 7-win football team and go to a decent bowl game and really build the consistency that people at Illinois have been looking for a long time. So going back to the quarterback, I mean, Braden Locke, you hope. Wisconsin playing the spread is going to be interesting.
Right? Yeah.
The fact of Illinois against some of those spread offensive teams, I will say they shouldn't have much explosiveness. Like getting burnt over the top shouldn't be something you got to worry about.
I bet they want to be a running team now.
Well, absolutely, yeah. But
they're like, wait, timeout. We're going back to what we used to do.
Right.
With a new quarterback? I would go right back to what Wisconsin used to do.
Yeah.
Line up heavy and run.
I do think, like, having Illinois play in space is something that other teams have been able to use against them.
You're
like,
right.
Purdue obviously
You're right.
could run the football out of the spread. Kansas ran the football out of the spread. Now, those are more, especially Kansas, a more prolific and explosive passing attack that you really had to account for. And the good news is that Illinois' linebacker play has gotten better
yes.
here in recent weeks, really headlined by Dylan Rosiak. Yep. We heard from him earlier in the week. And if he can continue to play well and be a guy that can reduce the amount of missed tackles that Illinois had and just be able to fill gaps and come up in the run game, and obviously you want that out of your safeties and everything like that as well. Because it is going to be a situation where Wisconsin most likely three wide receiver sets, kind of spreading you out, but they want to run it with Braylon Allen too. And you know, with a Wisconsin team, they're going to work the tight ends, they're going to work the underneath routes. Just don't give them too much of those easy throws to allow them to kind of like death by a thousand cuts down the field,
exactly.
Essentially.
We got plenty of shirts here to give away, and these are all ready to give away. So everybody here, come on up. Don't be bashful. I don't know if they have my size. We'll have to check.
You act like you're just ginormous, and you're not, man.
The clothes say it.
Come on now. Come on now, man.
All right, Hans D is here. He's going to join us a little bit later this hour for Who You Got. We'll get you ready for, well, we got basketball to talk about, too, with that, and football, but we do have basketball to talk about, and the guy to talk about that is sitting right next to me, Derek Piper, who covers Illinois, the main beat writer for Illini Inquirer, and, of course, we're so lucky to have him at Stevie J Broadcasting as well. So when we come back, I'm not breaking down Ottawa and Illinois, all right? Let's be honest. But I want to ask you some big-picture questions about this Illini squad, and I know you said at the end of last hour kind of what you're looking for. Three-point shooting for sure is one of them. I expect this team to dominate rebounding, and I can go into that next hour. You know me. I mean, yours is the completion percentage for a quarterback. Mine is getting more rebounds than the other team. I expect this Illinois team to do that, and I think they need to do that if they're going to win at a high level. I think they're going to win this year at a good level. If we're going to win at a high level when you're playing so many really good teams, and I heard you and Kyle one day when I was off, which is very rare. Everybody out here is laughing. When I was off one day this week, you guys were touching on this, on the schedule, and how, what, I think 8 of the top 10 teams in the country? Is that right that Illinois plays this year?
You're gonna,
8?
Well, you're going to play Michigan State and Purdue twice.
Oh.
And then you're also going to play Tennessee. You're going to play FAU. You're going to play Marquette.
So 8 games against teams right now that are ranked in the top 10. Holy smoke. And an exhibition against Kansas.
An exhibition against number one Kansas, yep.
But we're making up for it with Ottawa. The Senators.
I guess, yeah.
The
Senators
come to town.
I went back. I think I mentioned this yesterday. Went back 2 years ago. You played at NAIA school in St. Francis, and I think that game was like 101-37 or something like that. So for Illinois' sake, you'd want to see something similar.
Yes. Take the over on Moretti. Stats. Is
Moretti
that what you're
assists.
Telling me?
You know Dane Danger is good for 15-15.
Oh, yeah.
And he's able to feast on those cupcakes for sure. But I think another thing, like, we can talk about it more after the break, but the depth is something that's supposed to be a big asset. And this is an opportunity for some of those young guys like Moretti, like Draven Gibbs-Lawhorn, like Imani Hansberry to get that experience. It's really important in these exhibition games. Of course, what they do against Kansas is going to matter a lot more in terms of the opinions of how they're going to contribute this year. But this is a nice chance to get in a rhythm and really see what they can do in game action.
If you get here to Pia's, which we're going to be here till 5, we always stay a little. Well,
I'm not going back to Muhammad, so I got a little bit of time until I get over to State Farm.
The Twisted Tea Chair is here. The Twisted Tea Chair, you can actually, I saw Benny get up there earlier. You can jump up there and take a picture. They got all the Twisted Tea you want. Learn more about it when you come here. They are all set up in the corner, which is awesome. And, of course, we have so many great Pias, obviously, to thank. Stephanie Fuller and Diageo, they are awesome. They have been here all season with us when it comes to giveaways and such here at Pia's. And, of course, Chuck Smith with Breakthrough as well. I saw a big old tray of fireballs. Somehow you and I avoided that one. That was very – oh, Hans! Oh, never mind. I'm going to leave that between Hans and I. But yeah, we avoided that one.
I am a little thankful for that, yes.
I'm guessing we're going to get nailed with that before it's all said and done. But come out to Pia's. There's a lot of great people here, and we love everybody coming out, so come out and join us. When we come back, we'll talk a little basketball, then another break, then Hans D with Who You Got. So a lot to do here at Pia's. Come join us on Springfield Avenue. It is The Drive.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable.
Call Gina today at 217-352-5400 or visit them online at abcheatingandac.com. That's abcheatingandac.com.
Frask International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Frasca with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Would you like to make a difference in your job? Frasca is looking for an accountant, a CNC machinist, manufacturing and electrical engineer, and customer service support. Positions for software, aeronautical, mechanical engineer, and machine shop finisher are also available. Positions include an extraordinary benefits package. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more at Frasca.com/career.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground and eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Illini fans, gear up for the football season this year with the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Get ready to support your Fighting Illini by shopping their great selection of Illini football merchandise, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, even brand new Nike replica jerseys. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed, and then I bought a second pair too. Everything was friendly, everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com, Pards.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Okay, that was a good break.
Good talk.
Eric Meyer.
No rehashing.
No, let's go. Eric, once again, this beer garden is full, and I know the inside is full. Does it ever get tired looking around and just seeing a lot of great customers? But you've worked your butt off to make sure that happens.
It's never. We used to always say, more crowd begets more crowd, more crowd begets more crowd, but today is a blessing, given the weather and the wind. I mean, it knocked over our tents. It knocked over our umbrellas. I said, shoot, I mean, it may be 62 degrees, but it felt like it was 48 there for a while. And every seat out here is full. So what a great crowd. And we're so excited. I mean, not only is it homecoming and my son's here, my grandson's here. And, you know, so that's years of generational stuff. And he was an Illinois grad as well. And so, and the same fraternity as me. So, you know, this is a special weekend for homecoming and getting everybody back. And, you know, you can just feel the energy in the air. And then to kick off basketball tonight,
yeah,
too. Are you kidding
it.
Me? That is awesome. You know, we've got a bus leaving here at 7:30, heading over to the game. And we'll be a bus for the exhibition game against number one Kansas coming up here a week from Sunday as well. So, you know, basketball is a great place for us to be here at Pia's as well. I slipped after 47 years at Cam's, but But anyway, great to have buses here, and every, and you know, that's free. People come in, as long as you're in buying a lunch or a meal, we give you a ticket, and you ride the bus for no charge. Drops you off in the Circle Drive, picks you up immediately after the game in the Circle Drive. You don't fight the elements, you don't fight the parking, you don't pay that $20 or $30 fee to park. It's a blessing. So, and we already know that Illini basketball is pretty exciting. You know, they've sold out the student section. I think we're going to sell out probably the entire Big Ten season. So there's a lot of excitement here, and it all kicks off tonight. And the bus leaves here at 7:30. So jump on, get over here, enjoy the great festivities. I realize there's a big parade going on at 5:30, and the pep rally at 6:30. You know, those are all good things. So if you can't be here tonight, you know, make it over there to the game. You still need tickets. Diane's floating a few of those around for tonight and tomorrow. That's awesome. Twisted Tees here. We got a lot of great sponsors. We're happy to be here, and we can't thank you guys enough for what you're doing. And I know, you know, and if you can't be at the game, Big Ten Plus has got it on today.
It's true.
So we're pretty excited about that opportunity. You know, I want to kind of see what they do tonight as well, and see what our point guard situation looks like, as we all know.
Isn't that what everybody's talking about?
You know, we're going to be probably the oldest team in the Big Ten now this year, and so I think that maturity will show us a lot. This is kind of a critical year for us. After the last 2 years of one and done, I think we've got to do something different this year to get the Illini Nation fired up and behind us like they always do.
I thought that we had the youngest drive with Piper and Tay fan ever, but then it was your grandson. I got so excited. I'm like, oh, hey, he really wants to. And then I thought, oh, it's Eric's grandson. You lit up when he came up.
It's so exciting to see that little guy. He's little Brooks is sitting over there. He's got his ball cap on. He's got his Illini gear on. And, you know, he's 20 months old here next weekend. And,
wow.
And for Mac and I, that's, you know, that's three generations. My partner Chad here went to the U of I as well.
And his daughter
Maggie
works
goes to the U of I. So
that's awesome.
Two generations there. Hopefully three generations with the little guy coming up. So my wife's here. A lot of our family friends are all in the crowd today. My neighbor, Martin O'Donnell,
is
two doors away from me.
How awesome was that?
You know, what
Thank
a great
you.
Opportunity to have everybody here today. This is what Illini Nation's all about, and we're excited to be part of it, and couldn't be happier to be in, you know, with you two guys.
My last question for you, Eric, real quick. You guys, obviously, at Pia's do a great job in terms of hosting this, and thank you for what you do and what you mean to us on the radio station. But Chuck Smith, Stephanie Fuller, the you know, Twisted Tea, Fireball, I mean, that's what makes your place click. And they're here every time we're here, and they do. We have giveaways. They bring out drinks. I mean, can you say enough about what they add?
We're really blessed. I mean, you know, we had the Woody here with Bullet last week. This week we got the Twisted Tea Big Monster Chair. They got their big trailer out there. We had tents up, but, of course, the wind blew everything over. So, but, you know, they're here with their samples. They're giving away a brand-new Twisted Tea cooler. I mean, guys, you know, this is wonderful to have this type of support from our sponsors. Twisted Tea, by the way, is an official sponsor of University of Illinois football through Learfield Sports. Of course, you know, the university won't take any direct sponsorship, so we got to do the kind of roundabout way, as they say. But we've been really blessed, and then Josh is here from Kerner Distributing, and of course they're the ones that distribute Twisted Tea, and we have the executive from Sam Adams who owns the Twisted Tea, right? So, you know, he's here too. So the support is really beyond just even our local distributors, but we're dealing with our suppliers here too, and they're all excited, and they can't wait to go to the game tomorrow as well. You know, people are fully engaged, and they're fully bought into the ILL, INI, SISU, you know, family, and, you know, we just got to go out and produce tomorrow and create a win to make everybody happy, and the party will go on. So, guys, once again, thank you. I don't know that we'll be outside for the Indiana game when we do it. I think we'll have to be inside for Dad's Day, but
let's do it.
We'll welcome all the dads out, and I think maybe we'll try to get some special dad's gifts Dad's guests in for that one, and we'll have a lot of fun. Unfortunately, we had a couple guys that canceled today. They couldn't get into town. That was Akeem Spence and DJ Woods. They got held up in California. I don't know what they're doing out there, but they got a company together, so they got stuck on a big job. But we'll get them the next time they're in town too. And guys, thank you for all you do, and Stevie J and Diane and the whole gang. So ILL.
Let's go, I and I.
Thank you, Eric.
You would almost think that Eric thinks that our listeners like to drink.
Just me.
I mean, surely not. Surely we don't have all. Yeah, we do. Let's be honest.
Of course.
All right, that was awesome. Eric is awesome. I got to throw this out because I told you I'd ask you about basketball before we get to Hans.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, we always try to squeeze Hans at the end. I'm kidding, Hans. All right.
You got to put him under pressure a little bit.
I said today the three-point I'm not expecting us to go from 300 and whatever.
335th.
No
one's counting, but yeah.
to top four in the Big Ten. But I am expecting this team to be a little bit better. That's one topic or one thought. Number two, I want to dominate the rebounding. Gary A is a great rebounder. We know what Ty can do from his position. I think – Damask probably isn't the best rebounder. He's not that kind of guy, but he's smart enough to kind of get where he needs to go. You got Dane, obviously, that can get down there. Shannon's athletic enough to go get a few. I'm going to miss guys here as we go. Justin Harmon, I think, is a guy I could pick up five. And then, you know, Coleman can pick up a few. What I mean by this is I understand that Purdue's got Zach Edey, and Purdue's really good at rebounding, and so is Michigan State. And when you've watched Michigan State through all these years with Tom Izzo, one of the things that they always do well is rebound, and he's taken a lot of pride in that. I think this Illinois team needs to dominate that rebounding, not just on the defensive end, but with our shooting being what it is, and I'm hoping, again, it's improved. I think Illinois can do a lot of damage on that end as well with offensive rebounds and keep possessions alive. Those two thoughts, what do you think?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. This team can have a little bit of a traditional Michigan State feel to them when you think about the physicality, the rebounding, obviously. I agree with everything you said in terms of, you know, Dane on the glass, obviously Ty. I think Justin Harmon's going to be one of the better rebounding guards that we've seen in Illinois in a while.
Agree.
Andres Feliz probably is where it starts. But, I mean, Justin Harmon in Spain was pretty consistent, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3
Perfect.
Assists. He's a guy that really loves to go and stick his nose in there to create extra possessions, and obviously as a defensive rebounder too, grab the board and push the break. I think that's another thing. Like when you think about Tom Izzo's squads through the years, they defend well, they're physical, they usually have deep front courts that can throw some big guys at you, and they run. They run in transition really well. So I think this team can do all of those things. And while I have questions like a lot of people out there about what it looks like in the half court offensively, like Ty Rogers at point guard, shooting wise with the 3-point ball and everything like that. But if this team is as good as they feel like they can be defensively, I think they're going to disrupt people and be able to use that defense to create offense and get out there and play in the transition break. So I think that's a good point with their rebounding. And last year, I think Brad would even tell you that they left a little bit to be desired in terms of his standards for offensive rebounding, second chance points. And then also they gave up maybe a little too many offensive rebounds at the other end when they were defending. But adding Gary A, who was a really, really productive rebounder
Big
at Syracuse.
Time.
I mean, that's a reason why he was an all-ACC type of player. Getting him back to playing with that motor and playing down there on the inside, that's something that he can do. And, I mean, don't rule out Imani Hansberry, too, a guy that is close to
him.
A double-double there in Spain as a guy that just battles and is obviously just very gritty and physical. So they've got that depth in the front court in particular.
You wanted to talk about depth, and then we'll take a break, Kyle. I'm glad you brought him up. Literally, I was like, I'm going to miss somebody. I mean, there's so much depth on this team. I fully expect to see solid minutes out of everybody, but maybe Nico. I mean, and I don't mean to rip on Nick. Nick's probably going to play a lot tonight, maybe, against Ottawa. But the depth on this team, they got to use that to an advantage.
It's got a chance to be a big asset for this team. And they're definitely in the early portion of the schedule. Obviously, in the exhibition games, it affords you that opportunity. But to play a lot of guys, get a lot of minutes, especially for Gibbs Lawhorn, for Imani, for Nico. And between Moretti and Gibbs Lawhorn, there's an opportunity for those guys to have it play out, who's going to be the backup point guard? Who's going to get the first crack at it? I think right now, we'll see. We'll see what they look like tonight. We'll see what they look like against Kansas. And I think that's going to have a big say on who Brad hands that opportunity to, and kind of in relief of Ty as a backup. And that's not to say that both can't play together at times. It's just as you look at, you know, you got to get Justin Harmon minutes. You got to get Sincere minutes. And that's another guy that probably gets forgot. It's easy to forget somebody in this mix.
Sincere.
We haven't mentioned Luke Goody yet. A guy he's going to rebound. He's going to do everything he can to play with high energy and effort when he's on the court too. But I asked Brad about that yesterday. Just how do you feel about the opportunity to play a deep rotation? He says he feels like they can, but this is really this game, and really more so Kansas, will give him a good idea of, you know, who's ready to play early, what combinations and lineup combinations can they lean on and go to. And I mean, UConn, not to make Illinois a comparison to the reigning national champs, but that was a squad last year that, you know, went nine deep. And usually you kind of expect, you know, seven, maybe eight from most teams. You go nine deep, and you can kind of wear people out if you got enough of quality depth. So Illinois maybe can do that to people, and it allows that internal competition for if a guy's slumping or a guy gets hurt, you got somebody that pushes that other group, and Amani can be that. You know, Gibbs, Lawhorn, Moretti. We'll see. It's going to be very fascinating to see how that pans out.
UConn could shoot a little. hey, we're seeing
a little bit.
It in the running back room right now. We came in with five. We're down to two. They had to bring Fidenzo or whatever from the defense, if I'm saying his name right. I mean, depth is important, obviously, sure, as you go along. All right, I just found an extra small shirt for our little guy Hans, who is going to join us next. So, Hans, I got your extra small shirt.
Our little guy.
Who you got is coming up. Let's go. It is the drive.
Hey, folks. Fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper to bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper to bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
I'm Justin Eint, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and, of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Hey, Stevie J here. Give Nate Evans of eXp Realty a call if you're thinking of selling your home. There are many reasons people need to sell. Some have exciting reasons, and others have very stressful reasons. Whatever your reason is, whatever your circumstances are, Nate Evans has the options you need to get it done fast, easy, and for more money.
Sell your home.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg, Cats Lon Tay, and Derek Piper. Weekdays from 4 to 6, right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Getting jiggy with it. The other day, I threw Spotify on and Will Smith. He's got some good songs.
Of course, yeah.
He's got some good tunes. And then I had Taylor Swift.
No, you didn't.
What do you think of
no,
that?
No, you didn't.
That's horrible.
No, I didn't. I think she's got some good songs, though. I think she's doing something right.
We played them the other day.
Today I went with a little Garth Brooks live. Can't beat that.
There you go.
Garth.
Hans, you play any Garth Brooks at your DJ shows? Any requests?
Yeah, I might.
Hans sent me.
That's a political answer.
Totally.
I think hell no is actually what you're thinking.
Come on.
I like Garth Brooks. He's good. Oh,
okay.
He's good.
Friends
okay.
in Low Places to round out the night. I mean, that used to close down Sticks in Carbondale. When you heard Friends in Low Places, you know you were heading to an after hours. Is the good news.
That's a lot better than Closing Time.
I agree.
That might be a hot take, but yeah.
Now, I think there was a bar in Champaign. Jeremy Warner said that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas always
I think that was Brothers, yeah.
Okay, or one of them, yeah. So, yeah, how about that? All right, are we going to get to who you got?
I think we're just going to talk about music and
let's just talk about music.
Bars and
can I say hey to Kyle Tosk? He's been really good back in the station.
What's up, Kyle?
Kyle could jump on. Kyle, you want to jump on and say hi?
What's up?
Oh, it is him.
That was him.
That's all we needed out of you. Thanks, Kyle. We can't have him be the star of the show, Hans. Not like you. All right.
Kyle, if
he
you
can give his picks.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right.
Hans has his little extra small shirt on, ready for who you got. So what do we got?
Can you hit us with the F-ball, Kyle?
First up on the who you got segment. Oh, come on.
For years, I would play that, and Hans would immediately jump
right.
in.
Wouldn't
the
let
one
it breathe.
Time he doesn't have headphones and can't hear, he hits it perfect. Now, what is that about? All right, go ahead.
That's pure talent. All right, first up, we've got the MLB playoffs. Game 5 in the ALCS. Texas Rangers, Houston Astros. Series is tied 2-2. Who you got?
They're doing it, aren't they? Houston's creeping back in this thing. Is Jordan Montgomery on the hill tonight?
It's Jordan Montgomery against Justin Verlander, part 2. Yes.
What makes me think that that's going to favor Houston tonight? As good as Montgomery has looked.
Montgomery's been great in the postseason, got the better of Verlander in game one. But personally, I don't see Verlander losing two starts. I have a hard time seeing. I mean, obviously, Texas's lineup and probably due for a little bit of a bounce back. But I side with Verlander getting it done and Houston winning another one.
I do, too.
I've got the Astros. I'll just say it. No reason. All right.
No reason.
They wear orange.
Yeah. There you go. Game 4 of the NLCS. We got the Diamondbacks versus the Phillies. Philly leads 2-1. Who you guys got?
I'm glad that Arizona captured a game because that thing was going to be over soon. Philadelphia's, their lineup, their power, their top of the rotation with Wheeler and Nola. They're way too good. I mean, I know, again, I'm glad that Arizona captured that game. I don't think they get another. I'm going to go Philly to wrap up. Not, of course, now, but they're gonna wrap that thing up.
Philly's definitely getting the series. You look at game 4, it's a bullpen game, I think, for Arizona, and then Philly's starting a guy that they haven't thrown in a while. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a higher scoring game.
God.
Kyle and I set the line yesterday at 55.5. We've taken a little bit of money at the Piper and Tosk book on Illinois. So It's now 59.5. Anybody wants to jump in before this game starts? But
59.5.
Minus 59.5 for Illinois. I'm going to have Illinois covering the spread. I'll be wondering why I'm in the building with 10 minutes to go, because this game will be pretty ugly.
I'll be in bed.
Yeah.
With 10 minutes to go.
Illinois 105, Ottawa. What is that?
44. Wow. I think I would take Ottawa on that one. I think they're going to come.
You want Ottawa plus 49.5?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, we'll get that done.
Okay.
We'll write you a ticket up after the show.
I got a cool 1,000 here to play on that.
No.
Yeah, look, come on. There's no suspense tonight, right, with this. I just can't wait to kind of see how it works. Guilty until proven innocent is this Illinois offense for me. Not the other way that you get in the court of law. They got to show me something. This Ottawa game's not going to show me what I need to see. But I got to see it out of this offense.
Fair, fair. And I'll go along with your bet, Lon.
Okay.
Which I never should in life. Don't listen to Lon's bets. But this one sounds pretty good. I like it. All right, moving on to football, college football. Third-ranked Ohio State at Penn State. They are 7th in the nation. Both teams undefeated. Ohio State's favored by 5 points. Who you guys got?
Well, it's in Columbus, right? I believe this one is at Ohio State.
Hans has been fired again. It happens every year. Hans gets fired.
This is a tough one for me, because you look at Ohio State
in Columbus.
It is.
Gosh dang it.
I'm pretty confident about that.
You're probably right. I got fired up hoping it was in Happy Valley. I want Penn State to win this so bad.
Penn State has a pretty darn good defense. We know there's some pros on that side of the ball. And you look at Ohio State being tested by that Notre Dame squad.
Yep.
I know they won that game, but it was an uglier, lower scoring, which I could see something similar in this type of a situation.
I think we saw how good Notre Dame is, though, right, against USC?
Yeah, for sure. Sure. And what they did with Caleb Williams. But Drew Aller, I don't know if I trust him yet.
I haven't seen
enough out of him. I know that their schedule hasn't been terribly tough. They did make quick work of Iowa there in a tough weather game there. But I'm going to go Ohio State. I think Ohio State at home, maybe by a touchdown.
You have to go Ohio State, especially at home. And I think Hans would correct us if it's not there. So, yeah, I mean, I hate this, but I think if this is in Happy Valley, I'd go Penn State. I really would, but I'm with you. I don't know that I trust Penn State, and Ohio State is just Ohio State.
I just heard from Stevie J Broadcasting, and I got a pay cut.
Oh! Okay.
Yep. Of $1 million, which isn't much, but, you know, it is what it is. I've learned from my mistakes. All right, moving on. Minnesota, they are 3-3 at Kinnick Stadium with 24th-ranked Iowa. Iowa's favored by only a field goal. Who you guys got?
2-0, Iowa. I do have Iowa winning this.
Iowa, and I think they cover. I know that they can't score that much, but I think Minnesota just flat out stinks.
Yeah.
They lost to Northwestern. They were non-competitive in some games against North Carolina. They should have lost at home to Nebraska in their opener. Well, Iowa, as ugly as a brand of football that they play, their quarterback's first time he gets a QBR over 10 will be the first. next time, I should say, will be the first.
This is where you want to have the really bad numbers on a square. You know, like a Super Bowl square,
right?
Like the Wisconsin Iowa game was like 5-6. You want to have the bad number, because this thing's going to end up being like 23-9.
This could be like 11-3 or something like that.
Yeah,
I think Iowa wins low scoring, and they cover the 3 or 3.5.
Yep. All right, for the game of the week, Illinois is hosting the Wisconsin Badgers for homecoming. Wisconsin is 4-2. Illinois is 3-4. Wisconsin's favored by a field goal. They have a quarterback who's making his first collegiate start. He did, I don't know, I mean, not great, not too great. 15 of 30 pass attempts against Iowa last week. Fun fact, Bielma was head coach at Wisconsin from 06 till 2012, and he won 3 Big Ten championships with him and 6 bowl games. Who you guys got?
Let's don't forget Braden Locke has 3 carries from minus 1 yard. In other words, I don't know that you have to worry about him. Not that Mordecai, although Mordecai had rushed for about 160.
Mm-hmm.
he at least presented a little bit of a problem with that. These aren't running quarterbacks by any means.
Right.
Kind of like Altmaier. Altmaier can run. He's over 200 yards. But I think you look at him more as a pass first, right? And Braden Locke is definitely a pass first when you see 30 attempts. I think Illinois takes advantage of that. That is the one reason that I'm switching and I'm picking Illinois to win this game 20-13.
I want it to be Illinois. I just, you know what my selection is, those that read our stuff at Atlanta Inquirer. What stands up to me in this matchup is that Braylon Allen's really good. Illinois' rush defense is still graded towards the bottom of the Big Ten. And I don't know if I trust this Illinois offense yet. I think they got to show it to me that they can be consistent, that they can avoid getting in their own way with turnovers, with obviously bad offensive line play. This is a good Wisconsin defense. I think it's lower scoring. Wisconsin 17, Illinois 13.
Jeez, Derek.
That wasn't Hans and I either.
No, that was the crowd. That was definitely not me and Lon. All right. I've got Illinois 24-17. Illinois is going to kill it. Defense is going to show up. Offense, just please go for a deep ball in the first half. Second half, you guys do it occasionally, but, yeah. I mean, come on. Show up.
Let's go. Good job, Hans.
Great stuff, Hans. Appreciate everybody that came out to join us today at Pia's. Appreciate Jay Lehman, Martin O'Donnell, Kent Brown, McLean Stahl, Hans D, Eric Meyer.
Unbelievable.
Kyle back in the studio is going to kill us because we're so late.
Ooh.
But
I don't know that I've ever gotten out at 5:06.
Nope, but this is the first time for everything.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Monday. Jay Lehman in the studio with us. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy homecoming. This is The Drive.
Let's go.